On today's episode of the Kreebo Shoot Podcast, our Fighters Pass Volume 2 predictions. Welcome back to another episode of the Kreebo Shoot Podcast. This is episode 70. I'm your host, Brandon. I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Chad. How's it going?
Hey, going good. Excited to be here today.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We got a fun show lined up. We're going to be talking about the upcoming Smash Brothers Ultimate Fighters Pass Volume 2. It's going to include 6 characters, and we're going to predict those today. Before we get into that, though, let's go ahead and talk about what we've been playing. What have you been playing lately?
So I've got back into the Ace Attorney trilogy. I've just finally completed the first game in that. Loved it. Fixing to start the second one.
Very nice.
Also been playing a new game that me and you both picked up. We had lunch one day last week, and you told me about this game that you were really wanting to pick up, and I had actually been having my eye on it too. So we bought it both the same day, and that's Snack World, the Dungeon Crawl Gold.
That's right. We've both been playing this a little bit.
So we both tried it out and played a little bit of a multiplayer together. It didn't go very well, but we'll have to wait till we're a higher level for that.
Yeah, for whatever reason, the co-op mode is... has these different side missions compared to the main story. You play that single player, and they didn't have any co-op missions that were at our level. They were all like level 10 and above, so yeah. We've got to grind a little bit, and then I'm looking forward to hopping on there with you. But I assume you played a little bit of the single player campaign. What do you think so far?
So I really enjoyed it. It really reminded me of kind of a Ultimate Alliance Diablo style gameplay and everything, kind of that top down a little bit, and I enjoy those kind of games a lot.
Me too. This is, to me, it's compared to those games, especially compared to like to Diablo or something, this is a lot more bright and colorful and cheery.
Yes.
And it has kind of a sense of humor even a little bit.
It's pretty funny.
It's a strange game. I mean, it starts out with this very strange theme song when you boot up the game, and it's just, it's definitely a little different than I thought it was going to be, but I have been enjoying it.
Did you watch the whole theme song?
I did too.
Okay. Yeah, and all the characters have kind of funny names to me.
Yeah, everything's based off of foods, obviously, by the name Snack World. So all the locations are food-based, and the enemies, seems like most of them are food-based.
Right, it's pretty cool.
It's very interesting, yeah.
And the final thing I've been playing is the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Arcade. Now, this isn't the old style. This is the new one based on one of the Nickelodeon Turtle shows. I don't think it's the current one. I think it was the one before that. But this is an arcade I've really been wanting to play with you. I never played it until me and you got to play it together. And we were at this arcade the other day, and it was there. And we got to beat all 3 levels plus the final Shredder boss level.
Yes.
I don't know about you, but I had an absolute blast playing it.
Oh, yeah. This has been kind of a dream of mine to play this ever since I heard about it. I think this one is made by Raw Thrills, who makes a lot of the newer arcade games. And, you know, it's different, of course, than the old classic Turtles Arcade or Turtles in Time. But this is a really cool game, and it's a really neat arcade cabinet, too. I did a little research on it. It looks like, because I knew this, the screen was really nice. It's a 55-inch screen. You got plenty of room for 4 players to gather around, and it was a lot of fun.
It really was. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, me too. So, of course, I played that as well as Snack World, as you've already mentioned. I also have been getting back into Luigi's Mansion 3, which is interesting. Good timing because of some upcoming news we'll have. But, you know, I've never beat this game, and I finally got kind of done with my den. And when I first sat down to play a game, I was like, I've got to get back into Luigi's Mansion. So booted it up last night. I think I was on level 11, and I thought, well, it won't be too hard to maybe complete this game tonight. But it was a little tougher than I thought. There was another cat appearance where he takes a button from you and you had to go chase it all over the world. That's my least favorite part of this game, by the way, is when you had to chase that sorry cat.
Right.
But I was able to get all the way to the final boss and kind of beat my head against it all the way up to about midnight last night. And I was like, you know what? I'm just too tired. I can't do this right now. So, but I'm happy to report that at lunch, I booted it back up and actually beat the game today.
Hey, so, congratulations.
This game is finally complete. I'm very happy to have completed it.
It was really cool because you do see Mario, of course. It was really neat to see Mario and Luigi in that setting and see them kind of play off of each other. I didn't really expect all the cutscenes.
I didn't either. Absolutely loved it. Kind of when you're on your way to the final boss, you've already released Mario and just all the things he says to Luigi. And it's just so funny. Yeah. You know, you had to scale this very tall building. And of course, Mario just wall jumps and backflips and long jumps his way up to it. And of course, Luigi's real slow and just methodically just creeps up the top to the top. And it was pretty funny. So.
Right. I'm glad to hear you finally got that completed there. That's awesome.
Yeah, this is just an incredible game. It really is. From start to finish, some of the best animation I've ever seen in a Nintendo game. It's just unreal how good the cutscenes look and all of Luigi's animations. And then just the variety in all of the hotel floors. A couple of my favorites that I've just recently played, I really liked the fitness center. I thought that was a great floor. And I also enjoyed the... it's not so much a level as mostly just a boss fight, but the one where you get on the pirate ship and the sharks coming, that's just a really cool looking ship and everything. I really, really enjoyed my time with it. And of course, I'm looking forward to playing some more multiplayer. In fact, we played a little bit the other day with our friend Tristan and some more Scarescraper, and that's a lot of fun as well.
It is.
The only other thing I played, again, this is also with you. Seems like everything I played has been with you. So we got online the other night, like I said, to play some Luigi's Mansion. But we also played some Castle Crashers. And this is kind of my first long time spent with the Switch version of this game. And I have to say I was very impressed. It runs really smooth. I only noticed lag maybe one time when we were playing it. Most of the time, it was basically like we were just sitting next to each other on the couch. So
right.
I really, really enjoyed that game.
Yeah, same here. Very fun.
All right, let's go ahead and move on over to our recent pickups. Chad, what have you got for us this episode?
So I've got quite the list now. It was actually my birthday a couple weeks ago, so I've got some birthday pickups here.
Awesome.
So my good friend and host of Kribo Shoe Podcast, he got me some Professor Layton swag. He got me some Professor Layton games for the 3DS that I was missing, and... a Nindoroid, if I'm saying that correctly.
I think so,
It's pretty close, I think, but it's a Professor Layton little figure here. He's got a different head. You can change him out with his eyes closed. He's got a little cup of tea that he can hold. I'm just trying to still find the perfect place in the game room to put this up, because I'm kind of moving some stuff around. I haven't taken it out of the box yet, but
awesome.
One of my favorite birthday pickups so far.
Oh, well, I'm glad you like it. You know, those little Nindoroids, they're really neat. I got my wife a Toon Link one, which is one of her favorite Nintendo characters, and I was just blown away by how customizable and all the different poses you can put them in. They're very well done for small figures.
They have a lot of Nintendo characters. I'm the collector in me. It's like, oh, I should just try to get them all.
they're really neat. And, I was happy to come up with this kind of theme for your birthday gift. You're kind of hard guy to buy for because you already have so much stuff in your collection. But, you know, I got to thinking there's very few people that I could ever give a Professor Layton themed gift to and they would appreciate it. So
besides
myself, maybe I can only think of you. So.
They just need more Professor Layton merch.
We do.
So we can do 100%, that
100%, yes.
Another pickup was a pickup I made for myself with some birthday cash I received. That was Chibi Robo Plug Into Adventure for the GameCube.
Oh, this is great. I'm so glad you picked this up.
This game has been skyrocketing in value. It's getting quite up there, but I found one at a pretty good price, and I really wanted to add this to the collection. I'm really close to getting all the Chibi Robo games, all three of them. I haven't played it yet, but I was really happy to add that to the GameCube collection.
That's awesome. Yeah, I picked this up back when it was... more of a new release, and not right at when it was released, but shortly thereafter. And this is one of my wife's favorite games that she's played on the GameCube, so she's a big Chibi Robo fan.
They even have an amiibo of Chibi Robo, so
they
that's
do.
Really cool.
Yes.
Something I got in a... I'm subscribed to a Tokyo Treat box. They send you Japanese snacks over from Tokyo. So in this... box.
What a world we live in.
Yeah, no. In this box, there were some Pikachu chips.
Very interesting.
It had Pikachu on the box wearing a wizard's coat, and he was holding a wand. So, and it looked like he had a birthday hat on, but I don't know. So
that's incredibly weird.
All I could read was the only thing in English. That was Pocket Monsters. So
yeah,
that
right.
was cool. But the chips, they were chocolatey and almost remind me a little bit of Lay's, a little bit, but a chocolate covered Lay, if that makes any sense.
Okay, and are these chips Pikachu shaped?
His head, but most of the chips I got, his ear was already broken off.
Yeah.
So it's one ear. weird Pikachu.
That's sad.
So it was pretty cool to get that, though.
That's awesome, man.
And finally, one last thing for myself. I got some video game box protectors. I'm getting a decent collection of boxed games. I really need to preserve these things, so I got some box protectors to keep them nice. And finally, that's my big spiel. That's all my pickups for this past week.
Okay. Mine will be a little shorter. I came into possession of something I've been on the hunt for. Actually, you found this for me. I got a Donkey Kong Hot Wheels car that I've been searching for. Now, this one has just been eluding me for as long as it's been out. And I was so happy when you were able to find one for me and was happy to add it to my collection.
That's awesome. I'm happy I could do it.
And that's pretty much it. Let's go ahead and move on into the news, though. We had a couple items here I thought was kind of worth talking about this time. The first thing is, earlier this week, the Nintendo Switch turned 3 years old. So happy third anniversary to the Nintendo Switch. And not only to the Nintendo Switch, but also Zelda Breath of the Wild. It's kind of hard to believe it's really been 3 years with the Switch.
It really is. Yeah, that's awesome.
But I tell you what, this has been one of my favorite Nintendo consoles so far. Just 3 years in, it's already up there for me as far as some of my favorite consoles of all time. And, you know, we still got a long ways to go, hopefully. So I'm very interested to see what the next 3 years will hold. But very happy to have had it in my life now for 3 years.
Yeah, same. And Breath of the Wild, you know, that's my all-time favorite game right now.
Right.
And it just came out and turned 3 years old. That's incredible.
Yep. Okay, the next item I have here, this is some Luigi's Mansion 3 news. So the multiplayer DLC pack part 1 has been released for Luigi's Mansion 3. So that's going to add a couple of new games to the Scream Park mode. And, of course, some costumes and different themes to the Scarescraper levels in the multiplayer. So this DLC for Luigi's Mansion 3 is all multiplayer focused for whatever reason. But I'm excited to try this out. You know, we enjoy playing the Scarescraper mode, so anything that's going to kind of make it look a little bit new or have a different twist on things, I'm all for.
Same.
So, of course, the three new costumes are, there's a mummy costume, so all the Luigis kind of look like mummies. There's a medieval suit of armor, and, of course, I think everyone's favorite, the 70s disco suit, where Luigi has quite the hairstyle.
Yeah.
So I'm very, very excited about getting back into Scarescraper mode and seeing some of these new costumes. Each costume also comes with its own matching ghost and scare floor theme. So I saw a trailer for this, and the disco theme is really cool in the hotel. So, of course, also along with this multiplayer DLC pack that came out, version 1.3 of the update for Luigi's Mansion 3, this is just a free update, was also released on the same day. And it's going to let players take on the Scream Park games alone as sort of a practice mode. Now, the Scream Park, that's a mode that I don't think you or I have any experience with, because this was a local multiplayer only mode. And I just don't really have anybody around to play these games. So same. I'm very excited about trying out all these little mini games that I've never been able to play before, play them in this practice mode and kind of see what they're like.
Yeah, same here. I thought adding a practice mode was a great idea for people like us who have never tried these games before.
Exactly. I mean, my ultimate goal, my ultimate wish would be for these to also be online. But I mean, this is just this is one of the three modes of the games and I just never thought I'd even get to try it. So very excited about trying this out. Also, a 20 floor mode has been added to the Scarescraper. Now, we've done a 5 floor and a 10 floor, but a 20 floor, that is going to be quite the task. I think we're going to need to get a full team of 4 friends all on voice chat to be able to attempt something like that.
I think so, yeah.
But that would be, I'm sure, very, very satisfying if you make it all the way to the top.
Oh, you know it.
it says Ghost will now make an appearance in certain missions, such as the Defeat the Crows and Collect the Gold mode in the Scarescraper. So it looks like they are changing up the Scarescraper a bit as well. And then also a new option in the menu allows players to listen to the Luigi's Mansion 3 soundtrack while you're running the game. So that's pretty cool as well.
For sure, yeah.
So yeah, it's a pretty good update for Luigi's Mansion 3 that I didn't really see them even updating the game much besides the DLC. So it's cool that they did all that, and I'm actually looking forward to trying out all those things. So.
Yeah, same here. This is what's going to, I think, pull me back into Luigi's Mansion 3. Hopefully a few of our other friends will hop on board as well.
Exactly. Okay, now I'm moving over to new and upcoming releases. Kind of the big release I'd say for this week would be Pokemon Mystery Dungeon Rescue Team DX. That's coming out on Friday, March the 6th. So for all the Pokemon Mystery Dungeon fans, I'm sure they'll be very happy to pick that up. I'm going to hold off because I've got plenty of other stuff to play. And honestly, I really want to get more into Snack World before Animal Crossing comes out. So I really don't want to add many more games to my library.
Another dungeon game.
Exactly. And then also next Friday, I believe it is, the Animal Crossing themed Nintendo Switch bundle comes out.
Yes.
Now, I don't know if you're still able to pre-order that anywhere or not, but definitely if you're looking to pick that up, I would assume it will be very limited. So
right.
And that's going to basically do it for that. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, we're going to have our Smash Brothers Ultimate Fighters Pass Volume 2 predictions. All right, Chad, it's time to get down to it and get into our Fighters Pass Volume 2 predictions course for Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. So we've already had the first Fighter Pass. It just came and went. And, of course, with the last character for that, they announced that there was going to be a second Fighters Pass. And this time, instead of 5 characters, it's going to be 6. And so they also said that all these characters have already been chosen. So there's not going to be really any fans influencing or anything like that. These characters are already chosen. It's just no one knows what they are, but that's what we're here for today. We're going to try to predict these 6 characters.
We're going to try to find out. That's right.
Exactly.
Right.
So the way we're going to kind of play this is we each have 6 characters that we've picked out. These are the ones that we think are realistic, you know, in our mind. So we're not going to probably choose some pie in the sky character because we hope that some of these or all of these are right. And at the end, we may have some of our, favorite kind of dream characters that we don't think will make it. We may mention those as well. So yep. Neither of us knows the other ones. Let's see if we have all 6 the same or all 6 different or some combination of the two.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and start off. Who do you think the first fighter will be, Chad?
Yeah, not sure. I did try to put these in order, but
if any
of these come true, I'm still taking credit for it no matter what order they come in.
For sure. So. A win's a win.
Yes. That's right. Okay, so the first fighter that I think will be announced, now they released Byleth, they're going to come off on a high to sell this Fighter's Pass.
I think so.
And that's going to be Crash Bandicoot.
That's mine as well.
That's just very cool. You know, I'm personally not just the biggest Crash fan, but I know there are a ton of fans out there who would love to see this character in Smash. And personally, I can't believe it hasn't happened already.
I know. If you talk about late 90s, early 2000s, this was kind of the mascot of Sony and one of the biggest mascot franchises that there was in that time. And so, you know, a lot of those people are grown up kind of my age at this point, and they would love to see Crash in the Smash Brothers, I'm pretty sure. And I definitely think that if Nintendo wants to really get people back on board after some of the disappointment with another Fire Emblem character, I think Crash Bandicoot is the perfect character to do it. So that's why I think it'll be the first character as well.
Yeah, very, very good choice.
All right, so let's go ahead and move on to Fighter 2. Will this one be the same or not?
I don't know. You want to start us off this time?
Okay, my Fighter number 2, I think Nintendo's going to continue down the non-Nintendo character path with Fighter number 2.
I do too.
I think they're going to bring one who has recently been on the Switch but has also been on other systems. I think Travis Touchdown from No More Heroes will be Fighter number 2.
Oh, that's a pretty good one. That's not who I have.
So the reason I say this is I think earlier last year we got Travis Touchdown, No More Heroes, or something like that. We got a kind of a spinoff game, Travis Strikes Again, maybe that's what it was called. And then, of course, they've announced that No More Heroes 3 will be a Nintendo Switch exclusive. So I can see Nintendo, this is a pretty popular character, not myself, but with just the general gaming audience. And I could see them throwing him in there. Seems like he'd be a pretty good fit.
No, that's... I could see that. I really could. Yeah, I really don't know a whole lot about Travis Touchdown personally, but I think that's a pretty good choice. And with his recent game on the Switch and the future games coming, I think
that's kind of what I'm thinking.
Very realistic, yeah.
So it sounds like we're actually differing on this one.
We're different.
That's great.
Yeah.
What have you got for number 2?
So I've got another non-Nintendo character.
Okay.
I think Steve from Minecraft will finally come.
You know, I definitely considered this. It didn't make my list, I can see why you have it for sure. You talk about Crash being big. I mean, Steve from Minecraft would be absolutely huge.
Would be huge. Yeah.
I mean, any kid probably 15 and under grew up with this game. And I mean, it's an absolute massive game. And being able to get some representative from that game in Smash would be huge.
It really would. You know, Minecraft is one of the biggest video game characters franchise in the world.
Definitely.
I mean, everybody knows Steve from Minecraft. I think that would just, I think everybody wants this character.
Yeah.
Personally, I'm not just a huge Minecraft lover, but I think it will happen.
Yeah. I've also been thinking about that. I wonder how will he work in that game? Because, you know, anyone that's played Minecraft, the way they walk and move, it's just very like stilted. And it just seems like they'd have to do a little something with him to make him work. But I think, again, that would be absolutely huge if they were able to bring him to Smash.
If they don't do that, I could definitely see like a Mii costume being created for him.
I could see that as well. Maybe a creeper as well.
Yeah, maybe a creeper. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Okay, very good. So I definitely think either of our Fighter 2s make it happen there. Let's go ahead and move on to Fighter number 3. What do you got for me this time, Chad?
So for Fighter number 3, I think it's going to be a Hunter from Monster Hunter.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, I had not even considered this.
So, you know, we've got the Rathalos monster as a boss fight in Smash Ultimate.
Uh-huh.
And is looking at the spirits and stuff, I don't think we hardly have any other Monster Hunter spirits in the spirits section of Smash Brothers. And I don't really see why, unless they were saving this character to be released.
That's a great guess, actually. I never considered it. But, you know, Monster Hunter is huge in Japan. So, of course, anything that's huge in Japan, to me, has a better chance of something that's huge in America. And we've already seen that Nintendo put special items in the Monster Hunter Ultimate game on the Switch, as well as there's been Monster Hunter Amiibo. So I could definitely, it seems like the relationship is pretty good. I could see something like that.
Yeah, and there's been Monster Hunter games on the 3DS and the Wii.
That's right. Too, yeah.
Wii U. So.
Yeah, so it's kind of a long history of Nintendo and Monster Hunter working together. So.
And I just put down the Hunter. I don't know if that's what they're called for sure or not. I believe that's what they're called, just Hunters. Yeah.
That would be pretty big. And not necessarily for me or you, probably, but again, there's some pretty big fans of that franchise.
It's just something that I could see happening. Right.
Very nice. Okay, my number 3 is actually a Nintendo character here. So I do think we will get at least one or two Nintendo characters this time. I kind of think they won't all be third party. So this is my first Nintendo character. And I think, and I'm going out on a limb by naming this specific one, but I think Rillaboom from Pokemon Sword and Shield will make an appearance.
You know, I was this close to putting him on my list.
I could be wrong. It could be Inteleon or the Scorbunny Final Evolution. I'm not sure, but to me, I could see Rillaboom as the one that it might would be.
You know, you look at just the characters we have now. We already have a fire type. We already have a water type. We don't have a grass type.
That's kind of what I was thinking. So. I mean, other than the Pokemon trainer, which of course has all three types,
right?
But I could kind of see this. You know, Pokemon Sword and Shield is a huge game, and not only that, you know, with all the big DLC coming out this year, they're basically going to have 2 full years of Pokemon Sword and Shield. Seems like the perfect thing to put in is a Pokemon from that game. So.
Yeah, he would be an honorable mention for me. I could really see that happening. Yeah.
Yep, perfect. Okay, number 4. I'll go ahead and start with this one. Okay. I'm going back to another third-party character. This is another one that I think I've heard some rumors about, and I could see it happening, and that's Dante from Devil May Cry.
Dante from Devil May Cry. I really don't know a whole lot about the Devil May Cry series, but I've heard those rumors as well, and it sounds like there is something behind them.
You know, they've been bringing a bunch of these games, that kind of remaking them and bringing them to the Switch past Devil May Cry games. He's very similar, like Bayonetta. Those games are very similar, just very flashy combat, and, you know, even though I'm not a huge Bayonetta fan, I mean, just how her character is in Smash is just so cool and like smooth and everything. And so I can see Dante getting in there. He has a pretty big following. Again, he's a Capcom character. They have a pretty good relationship with Nintendo. So yeah. I can see something like that maybe.
I really could. You know, we've got plenty of kind of human-like characters to me, sword wielders and everything. That wouldn't be a character for me, but I really could see that.
Yeah, again, I'm not a huge Devil May Cry fan, but these are just the ones I could see happening.
Yeah,
so,
true that, yeah. I went a little off on as far as rumors and everything. I just picked out a few obscure ones, but ones that I was like, you know, these might could happen. So my 4th one is Jibanyan, and that's from Yo-Kai Watch. He's the little red cat.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So we have got Yo-Kai Watch games on the 3DS especially, but there's one coming for the Switch and everything, especially in Japan. I think they've already got some on the Switch.
Yeah, a huge, again, another huge franchise in Japan. Yeah.
So I really think, you know, they have an anime and everything, a cartoon show. So
yeah.
I was thinking, you know, Javanian from Yo-Kai Watch, I could actually see that coming to Smash Brothers Ultimate.
That's a great pick, because I had not thought about that. But, I mean, it'd be another good kind of cute character, but also a very popular character.
And he's very small. I think he'd probably be about the size of Pichu and Pikachu, somewhere in between.
Okay, there you go.
Very small character.
Yeah, I just think it's smart for Nintendo to kind of bring in a character that ties into a big release in the same year or something like that. It just makes sense. Gets people even more hyped for stuff.
Exactly, yeah. But we'll see.
Okay, number five. Let's go ahead and let you go first with this one here, okay, Chad. Who do you have as number five?
So I'm getting close here. So I've got another non-human character, more of a cartoon character, and that's everyone's favorite Lombax, Ratchet and Clank.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So this is pretty much, as far as I'm aware, is a PlayStation exclusive character.
Yes, Sony owns the developer of it. So
Ratchet, you know, he kind of looks like a fox a little bit. Yeah. He is a Lombax and carries around a giant ratchet with him. And his little robot buddy is going to be kind of your Luma or your Kazooie. Yes, in Smash Ultimate.
Yeah, you definitely have to have them both. Yeah.
Whenever you need to maybe your up B special to save yourself, it could be Ratchet popping up with like a little propeller out of his head or something.
Yeah,
his little
robot. I can see that. Yeah.
So that was just kind of a character I just kind of thought of, like, you know, I could maybe see that happening.
Yeah, you know, Microsoft has been kind of buddying up with Nintendo, so maybe Sony could swoop in there and get some of that love too.
Right.
You know, I'm sure Ratchet was probably in PlayStation All-Stars, you know, forgettable Sony Smash ripoff, but it'd be cool to see a Sony character like that
in
Smash Brothers. So that would get people pretty excited, I think.
I really think it would, and that's just kind of just a guess, but we'll see.
Okay, my fifth character is also sort of a cartoony character.
Okay.
You know, I think, I don't know how good of a chance this has, but I think we're going to see another member from the Sonic and the Hedgehog franchise in Smash, and I think it'll be Tails the Fox.
Tails the Fox, okay. Yeah,
I think so. We've had Sonic for a while, and of course, huge character, kids love him. There's a new Sonic movie out right now, and I can just so see them adding in Tails. You know, I was kind of thinking between Tails and Knuckles, but I think Knuckles may be an assist trophy already. I may be wrong about that, but anyway, either way, I decided on Tails would be the more likely one. So
I would love it for Tails to make it in Smash. I've been thinking for a while that we could use another Sonic character.
Definitely. Sonic is huge. It really seems like Tails would fit in so well. You know, he'd have a good recovery, being able to, you know, kind of hover with his tails swirling around and everything. So
playing the old Sonic games, I always wanted to play as Tails. He's by far my favorite of the
completely,
Sonic characters.
Completely agree. So
that's a good choice.
So I think Tails from Sonic the Hedgehog.
I hope it happens.
Okay, coming down here to number six.
Our final one here. So this is one that, out of all these, I can almost guarantee you that this will happen.
I think we're going to have the same
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Waluigi.
Oh, no, we don't.
Okay. This
Waluigi.
There's almost no doubt in my mind that this will happen. I would 100% guarantee you, but I may be wrong, so I won't. But I really, really think that this will happen.
Well, I definitely applaud your positivity about this. I do not think Waluigi will. I don't think Nintendo Japan likes Waluigi, and I don't think they're going to put him in.
I don't think they like him either, but it's just fan service.
If you want to please a fan, you would 100% put him in. That's what the people want.
It really is. So, and I would play as him for sure.
hey, of all the characters on your list and my list, that's one of the ones I'd most like to see. I don't know if it'll happen or not,
I really do think it will.
So. It really would be the ultimate Smash Brothers if it had Waluigi.
It sure would. Yeah.
That would be really cool. Okay.
I really thought we were going to have the same as number six. You know? So
mine is another one that the fans have been asking for just over and over and over again, and I think it's time that Nintendo finally just puts it to rest and puts him in, and that's Geno from Super Mario RPG.
Geno, okay.
This one has been rumored from the very start, and it seems like that it would be that's a very well-loved game. You know, it's kind of a dream team of Nintendo, Square, and Enix before they were a combined company coming together to make Super Mario RPG. And, of course, Geno was one of the main characters that was created for that game. And it just seems like the people want it so much. And, you know, Nintendo seems to really like that game as well. And I could just see them putting him in there. But I would much prefer Waluigi for the record.
Yeah. Same. But yeah, that you're right. That character has been rumored. It just seems that's all I've heard about ever since I can remember being into Smash and everything. Bring Geno in. That was when I didn't even know who that was.
Yeah, honestly, all the hype for him coming to Smash really makes me want to play Super Mario RPG just to see what all the fuss is about.
Yeah,
I never actually played that game as a kid. It was always too expensive, and I wasn't able to obtain it. So.
It's still expensive.
It still is, yeah.
If you were to play it now, I would definitely recommend playing it on the Super Nintendo Classic.
That's right. And I hope they bring it to the Super Nintendo Nintendo Switch Online
service.
That
would be awesome.
That would be really good.
For sure.
Okay, so those are our six characters. I think we only had one.
Just
that was
one.
Wow, I'm very surprised by that.
We were talking before the show. We thought we'd at least have three, and I
really did.
I thought you would have Steve on your list. I really did.
Okay, yeah. I did not think you would have Waluigi. So.
Yeah, no, I had to put Waluigi.
Very nice.
Well, very, very good choices. You know, I hope some of those don't come true, and I hope some do.
So. Me too. Yeah. Okay, let's go ahead. I put down here my top three, just kind of moonshots. This is who,
yeah.
If I could put three characters in Smash, these are the three I would put in.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start off with my number one. I think we may have that. We may both have this, and that is our good friend Herschel Layton, Professor Layton, of course,
with Luke as an assist trophy.
Yes,
yes, Herschel Layton is my number one as well.
Yeah, I just want it so bad.
That would be so cool, you know. And I just don't think it will ever happen.
I don't either. But I think this would be the perfect thing, you know. Kind of how when Nintendo added Fire Emblem characters to Smash Bros. Melee, you know, it reignited interest in this Fire Emblem franchise that until then the U.S. had never really cared for.
Yeah.
And people got excited about it and more interested in the franchise because of that. And I think Professor Layton could be done the same way. You know, it seems like, you know, Nintendo's kind of moved on over to this Catch Reel series, which I don't think is near as well received as the Professor Layton games. And I think, you know, having a big audience seeing Professor Layton and seeing how cool he is, it may would reignite the franchise. Mm-hmm. And so I would just personally love to see him in there.
Yeah, no, that's a good one. You know, Herschel Layton, Professor Layton, I've got an Endroid of him. So.
Right. My second one, and this is, I think, would be a perfect tie-in for the biggest game of the year, and I would love to see Tom Nook as a playable character.
That would be awesome.
Oh, I just think it would be amazing.
So I put down three as well, and Tom Nook is my third choice.
Okay,
so.
Very nice.
That is a good choice.
Two for two here. I could just kind of how Princess Peach can hold Toad out, you know, as one of hers. He could hold a Nookling out or something.
Smash you with a bag of bells and stuff.
I can imagine what his final smash would be. It would just be incredible.
And he has so many different costumes. Each of his different skins could be him wearing an apron, him wearing his business suit. He just has
him wearing his Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's so many
options. I mean,
especially with Animal Crossing on the horizon right now. I mean, that would be the perfect time to announce Tom Nook as a playable character in Smash.
I think so. I mean, Isabelle, it seemed like, was a huge hit with all the fans, so I don't see why Tom Nook couldn't get in there as well.
Yeah, no, I agree. So my number two was actually Maxwell from Scribblenauts.
Oh, very nice. So another third-party character.
Another third-party character. I love the Scribblenauts franchise, and I would just love to see Maxwell make an appearance in there.
That would be very interesting how they would be able to do that.
It would be really tough. I just have a lot of love, so I would love them to try at least.
I almost think about, like, maybe if you, like, use the D-pad in the four directions, it would be like a random word for each direction, and that item would come into the battlefield or something.
Something kind of like Heroes moveset.
That'd be really cool. Yeah.
So it would be tough to do, I believe, but I think that would be just a cool character to play.
Yeah, kind of a moonshot, kind of like the Professor Layton series.
Right.
You don't hear a whole lot about Scribblenauts anymore, but at one time it was pretty huge back in the DS days.
For sure.
So that would be really, really neat. Okay, my number three, again, this would never in a million years happen, but I want Kyle Hyde from Hotel Dust.
Oh, yes.
It would just be so cool. I mean, I just can't even imagine. I mean, I don't even know what I would do if this was announced. But that is who. That's my moonshot number three pick.
You know, I don't even know what his moveset would be.
I don't either.
I want to play it. So, you know, I thought you were going to say never going to happen. It was going to be Waluigi. I was just fixing to get really angry. But Kyle Hyde, that would be such a cool character.
I mean, he actually is a spirit in the game, which is the most recognition he'll probably ever yeah. get in the from here on forward. But sure. I would just, you know, people would be. Upset if he was announced, but I would be very happy.
You know, these are three franchises that we just have a lot of love for. Animal Crossing and
yes.
the Hotel Dusk series. So
oh, yeah.
This is so cool, yeah. No, I don't know if these characters would ever in a million years make it to Smash, but we can certainly dream.
Exactly.
Well, this was really fun.
That was. We probably didn't get any of these right.
Probably not.
It'll be fun to look back on once we've got the sixth and final fighter for this pass, and then see kind of where we how we did.
Yeah, you know? No, that would be cool.
Awesome. Well, that's going to do it for this week's episode. We do want to have kind of let everyone know ahead of time. Of course, we'll be posting this on the social media as well as it gets closer. We will not have a show the normal time in 2 weeks. It'll actually be 3 weeks from now. It'll be a week after Animal Crossing New Horizons releases. We will have an episode out that week. That way, we'll have several days of Animal Crossing New Horizons under our belts, and we want to go in-depth all about our impressions of Animal Crossing New Horizons. So we will be a week later than normal, but that will give us an opportunity to not just give you our first couple of hours with the game, but, you know, our first several days with the game. I think that's going to make for a better show. So stay tuned. We will have a lot of Animal Crossing content coming your way. Before we leave, we want to remind everyone that they can visit our show page at anchor.fm/Kuriboshu Podcast. Of course, we're available on all the popular podcast apps. Just search for Kuriboshu Podcast. You will find us there. If you enjoy the show, please rate us on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts. You can email questions or comments to the show at kuriboshupodcast@gmail.com. And of course, we're on Twitter at @KuriboshuPod. We're on Instagram at @KuriboshuPodcast. And we're on Facebook at facebook.com/KuriboshuPodcast. I want to thank everyone for listening, and we will see you on the next show.